calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club repeater and Aries net. Calling Spark repeater net. This is KD0ETL. It's Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima, your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. The Spark repeater net meets you Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 local time on the Sedalia 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. Purposes of the net are to gather hams in the area, exchange information of mutual interest, and promote public service by ham operators. At this time, do we have any emergency priority or routine traffic for the net? Call net control. Are there any announcements for the net? Net control has one announcement. I'd like to also recognize a lot of our group made it to the Ham Bash in Kansas City this yesterday. Good to see everybody there. And the other bit of information is our website has changed again. We are now officially wa0sdo.org. And if anybody needs any more information on that, contact me. I'll let you know. I think I'll send it out an email if I haven't already. And at this time, we will open up for mobiles, portables, short timers, those in and out. Call now, space your calls.
WB0LRX in and out, mobile.
AE0QYA portable in and out.
KE0QYN in and out.
Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec Alpha Mike, in and out.
KA0 TPOX Jerry at Dalton in and out.
All right, we'll hold up there. I got KE0 TPX, KE0 QAM, KE0 QYN, KE0 QYA, and WB0 LRX all in and out. Thank you, gentlemen, for checking in. And we'll take another standby for check ins. Call now.
KJ5ZW.
This is KY0P. All right, NEC recognizes KY0P and KJ5ZW. Go to the top of that list. Good evening, Philip, and your comments for the net.
Really liking what our website is starting to look like, and would like to give kudos to Chris for making that first step to get that name for us, and it looks like a lot of that work is his. I don't know if Paul, if you've got anything, any input there either, but everybody that's working on that, I want to give kudos and thank you and appreciation for that. Other than that, I'm doing fine, and I'm enjoying this rain that we're getting today. Said we really needed it. It's been 2 weeks since we actually had any rain here at my house, and this is nice. So I'll turn it back over to you. While I was at the Ham Fest, I picked up an antenna tuner, and I'm pleased to find out that it does work with all my radio, so that's kind of a neat thing. Neat play toy, new to me. It's old, but it's new to me, and it's fun to play with. So KJ5ZW back to net control.
KJ5ZW in the net, KD0ETL. All right, Philip, yeah, absolutely. I should have said that at the announcements time there. Kudos to Chris, KC0TKS. Hopefully he's listening. Maybe he'll check in. But, yeah, the most credit goes to him. I've added very little other than sending him some information to add on there. Everybody get a chance, go to it, look around. I think there's maybe even some areas for information you want to add or whatever. Just check it all out and let us know how it looks. So we'll get more on there as we go. All right, thanks for checking in, Philip. We'll go to Dennis, KY0P. Good evening, Dennis.
Good evening, Paul. Everybody else on the net. Sure was a lot of in and outs tonight. That's kind of unusual. But anyway, had a busy week and weekend, and glad to see the rain. Like other people have mentioned, got about 3/10 in my gauge, so every little bit helps. I don't know, probably a month, 6 weeks ago, the lawn service called and wanted to turn on the sprinklers, and I said, I don't think that's a good idea. At that time, they were calling for low 20s for a couple of days that week. So anyway, I'm going to give them a call tomorrow and tell them, hey, go ahead and turn it on. I'm ready. And anyway, that rain that we held today sure soaked in, but sure got a lot of cracks around the yard still and in the ground, so we can definitely use it. But anyway, I guess that's about all I got for tonight. Great job, you and Chris both on the website. It looks great, and I'm sure there'll be other things added. So, hey, I'll just say 73 to everybody. Have a great week. Turn it back to you, Paul. KY0P.
KY0P Internet, KD0ETL. Okay, Dennis, good deal. Yeah, most of credit goes to Chris. He's gotten that all figured out and got us that website and got it all started. And we'll add a little to it as we get it. So we've got a couple little things we're going to do before too long that'll make some corrections and so on and so forth. Everybody will see it. So anyway, yeah, I could have used a little bit more rain, but we'll take what we can get. So we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call KD0ETL. Station trying to call in, it was your signal is broken.
KE0NIL.
There, I got you there, Nick, KE0NIL. Yeah, you were, first it was cutting in and out. I'm not sure what was going on, but understood you got you a different mobile. Are you on it now, or have you tried it out yet?
Yeah, I got it set up and programmed. I think there at first my finger was not on the button all the way, but anyway, don't really have anything else too exciting. I got a Yaesu 2900R is what it is. And got it all fixed up and seems to be doing good. Anyway, back to you.
All right, very good. 2900R. I've got a 2800. I've had it for a long time, but it is down at the moment. I believe the finals went out of it. I must have ran it too long on high power or something. So, but I got a set of finals to put in. I just have to take time to get them in there. Or hopefully that'll fix it. Anyway, thanks for checking in. And we're at the bottom of the list again. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call now.
K0CYR, we're checking in.
K0LMY.
Yeah, hold up there a second. I got KE0FUD, KE0LMY, KE0CYR. I think there was a double at the very end there. Maybe not. Maybe it's just me. Anyway, I got KE0FUD, KE0LMY, and KE0CYR. KE0CYR, good evening. Your comments for the net.
Yeah, this is Bob. This is Bob. Just checking in here. Hey, the last meeting, somebody brought a little, it's like a key-type object woke up. Sorry about that. But anyway, it was a key-type transmitter. It was like a kit or whatever. Whoever that was, I'd like for them to bring one back. I'd like to purchase one to play with.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, his call sign is KC0CYR, and his email address should be on QRZ. And if he jumps in there, we'll let him know you're looking for one, or if we talk to him, or I'll email him, one or the other. Tell him that you're looking to possibly purchase one.
That's right. I'd like to play with one to try to get a little more experience back into doing a key. I did that back in the 70s, but I'm a little rusty compared to them. But anyway, I thank you very much, and
I need to get off here and get some things done. Dogs want to go out now that I'm waking up. But KZUCYR 73s and goodbye.
K0CYR in the net, KD0ETL. All right, Bob, we got you checked in, and if we hear KC0TKS, we'll let him know. Next, we got Sam, KE0LMY. Good evening, Sam, and your comments for the net.
This is KE0LMY. Good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. I hope you guys can hear me okay. As many of you may know, our 40-foot tower went down with a bad windstorm on Tuesday morning right before the Region A healthcare net. And so I have no HF capability at the moment, and we are now working on an omnidirectional antenna. So I hope we're coming in okay to you guys. I'll let this drop for just a second. I've noticed that you guys are doing all that great work on your website. I have already updated the link on our affiliates page, so hopefully you'll be getting some traffic from us. And I love to see the improvements, and I love to see how interactive it's going to be. You guys are doing a great job. This is KE0LMY, back to net.
KE0LMY, KD0ETL. All right, Sam, yeah, sorry to hear about your tower. I don't remember if I heard that or not, but I didn't know that we had that strong of winds, but yeah, I hate to hear that came down. That's not good at all. And did you copy that we changed our website again?
Yes, sir, I did. I've got the very updated link right there on our website, so we hope that that helps you guys with increasing your traffic and getting everything up and going.
Well, I think it will with that ORG on the end. I think it'll make a big difference. So, anyway, thanks for checking in, and you're solid into the repeater, and I still got you on reverse, so you're making it all the way. 73, and we'll go to Chris, K0FED. Good evening, Chris. Your comments.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody on the net. I also looked at the website, and it's looking pretty darn good. Glad to see that. Sorry to hear about that tower, but that reminded me, if anybody happens to have an old tower laying around, my dad is interested in getting one up for his place. Did some exciting stuff with the car.
K0FED, KD0ETL, we lost you, Chris. Well, we'll see if he comes back. Maybe he lost his battery. Battery might have went down on him. We'll call him back here in a minute. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call KD0ETL.
KD0USK.
JWX.
KD0OPS.
All right, net control recognizes KD0OPS, K0JWA, and KD0USK. Brett, good to see you yesterday. Any comments for us this evening?
Good evening, Paul, and everybody else on the net. Not too many. Really enjoyed my day yesterday getting to see you guys, and had a good time up there at the Ham Bash. Had a good turnout out there, it looked like. Had a lot of vendors there and really enjoyed it. And basically enjoyed seeing you guys the most. Not a lot else going on. Hope everybody here has a real good week. And 73, KD0USK.
All right, very good, Brett. Good to see you too, and glad everything's going good with you. Take a standby just for a second. KE0FED. Chris, you still there?
Yeah, I'm back. Apparently, I didn't realize my battery was dead. Did you hear me say anything?
You were talking about a tower for your dad, and then something about your car, and then that was it.
I was just saying that we put a new stereo in the van. It's pretty darn loud, that's all. It was a fun project with my boy and my cousin. We all worked on that for a couple of weekends, getting it together. It was fun.
Okay, Chris. Yeah, I figured that might be what happened. Either it timed out or... And you were still talking, or the battery went on you.
Yeah, I'll have to go plug that sucker in. Shoot, I think I've been using it for several weeks now, and I hadn't even thought about it plugging it in because I don't use it all that much. I'll go plug it in right now so I don't forget. KU0FUD, back to you.
Okay, Chris. Okay, we'll jump back down to Brooks, K0JWA. What's been going on today, Brooks?
Oh, just the same old stuff there, you know. I'm about to get a little work done in the garage and just stopped here on the porch. I'm actually able to set out here, and it's not too little cool, but it's still nice out, and just digging on that, being closer to spring there, I guess, or warm weather, I should say. I guess it's already spring, but or maybe it didn't. I don't remember when spring is, but you know what I mean. Nothing else going on, really. Getting ready to go in and bustle up a little bit of supper. So I'll kick it back over to you, K0JWA.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got in this morning for a few minutes on 75, and signals were really down and low compared to what they usually are, so I didn't stay in there too long, and I don't know if you got in there late or not, but I didn't get it turned back on. Other things popped up and I had to work on that. So anyway, did you get in there today?
Yeah, we were on there until a little after 12 there, and I thought maybe you might pop back in, but never did hear you. Yeah, the band wasn't bad. The signals just weren't strong, but the noise wasn't either, so it worked out okay.
Yeah, signals were way down, so. All right, yeah, wasn't able to make it back. Anyway, we'll catch you later in the week. Go to Darren, KD0OPS. Good evening, Darren, your comments.
Not much for the net. I wanted to say website looks good. Sent out an email there and wanted to not exclude everyone else that participated in that. Really looks good, and remind the club there that we should probably push that out to the Warrensburg and update the ARRL link there. Ham Bash was good. That was the first one we went up to there and was impressed and got to talk to a lot of people. That was good and fun. Killed the morning and was impressed with all the stuff that was out there. Also wanted to check in KE0QYL, which is my better half there. She went up there with me and we had a good time. So that's all I got for the net. Back to net control.
KD0OPS, KD0ETL, and I got KE0QYL, got her checked in. So, yeah, it's good to see you up there. And I will get that updated on ARRL. I'll go on there on my check-in or log-in or whatever, and I'll get that in there changed so it'll be up to date. Didn't even think about that. I'm glad you said something. All right, we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net, call KD0ETL.
Recheck.
Go recheck.
KJ5ZW here. Yeah, on the QRZ, it needs to be updated, too. I'm not sure who does that, whether that's Mark or John. I noticed on there one of them's the trustee and the other one is the administrator, but the website would need to be changed there down in the write-up for a call sign. That's all I've got. Oh, no, I've got more than that. I had a friend came by my house. I hadn't seen him since I was in the third grade and had a Bible that I had way back then and evidently lost and forgotten all about it, and He drove up into the driveway. I was sitting in the garage, standing in the garage there doing some woodwork, and turned around and saw a strange vehicle. I walked out to the edge of my garage and stood there and waited until I see people getting out. And he lived right across the street from me when I was in third grade. That was really exciting to make connection with him after 60 years. pretty interesting. That's all I've got. Back to the net control, KJ5ZW.
KJ5ZW, KD0ETL. All right, Philip, yeah, that's neat to be able to see somebody you haven't seen in a long time, and they have something that belongs to you. That's pretty interesting, and I will get WA0SDO updated on QRZ. I did update it on my page, but I don't have access to WA0SDO on QRZ, but we'll get that changed. All right, last call for check-ins for the Sparker PeterNet. Call now.
Recheck.
Go recheck.
I forgot to have you check land in. You better do that.
KD0IZ something?
G, India Zulu Golf.
We're close. Okay, got her checked in. Thanks to everybody that checked in. Looks like we had 17 check-ins, and that lasted about 24 minutes. Everybody have a safe week. 73. We'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use.